Like what you're hearing, if this is the soundtrack to your summer, go ahead and call 218-326-1234 and become a member now.
The Chancer, we had oysters and dry lancers, and the check when it arrived, we went Dutch, 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 Dutch. A redder shade of neck on a whiter shade of trash, and this emery board is giving me a rash. I'm
a shady lane, everybody. down, come man, big shotgun, run the rabbit, run. Rabbit in a pea patch, picking out peas, get away, rabbit, get away, please. Run, little rabbit, run, 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 little rabbit, run. Run, little rabbit, run, run, yon, come man, big shotgun, run, little rabbit, run. Big-eyed rabbit looked mighty wild, yes, by Ned, he run about a mile. Run, little rabbit, run, 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 little rabbit, run. Run, little rabbit, run, run, yon, come man, big shotgun, run, little rabbit, run. Our big-eyed rabbit looked mighty bold, yes, by Ned, he's headed for the hole. Run, little rabbit, run, 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 little rabbit, run. Run, little rabbit, run, run, yon, come man, big shotgun, run, little rabbit, run, 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 run.
All right. We just heard Run, Little Rabbit, Run. That was John Hartford. Linda McCartney, and I think we heard some Paul background vocals in there too, but that was on her album Wide Prairie, Mr. Sandman, and started the set with Pavement, Shady Lane, and a big Pavement phase of my life right now. They just played down in Minneapolis, didn't make it. I had friends that went, and they make sure to rub it in when I see them.
Well, that's fantastic. I want to let you know that you're listening to Hot Dish Time Machine, not to infringe on anyone's copyright. Hot Dish Time Machine here on KAXE, KBXE. It is our summer member drive. And today, guest hosting, we're so happy to have Cage Jamber and Brian Jamber. Do you guys want to kind of introduce yourselves and let everyone know who you are?
Yeah, I'm Cage Jamber. From Bemidji here. I grew up with the station. My dad worked at the station, so a lot of memories from childhood were spent walking around the ICC station in Grand Rapids. And I've had a lot of opportunity to play music through events that KEXE has put on and learn about new music.
Yeah, where it was brought up, my office back at the ICC station was a closet, probably 2 feet wide by maybe 4 feet long.
Oh my gosh.
No windows. It was behind like the racks of equipment. Really hot back there, but a lot of fun working there. I was the station engineer, so learning a lot of things along the way as well. And so some of the songs that I picked out today are from that era. It was about around 2000 when I worked there. Some popular artist of the time that we like to have come around and play at the Davies Theater. So I picked some of those artists and songs. And this is a lot of fun to come back and be part of the Time Machine.
Absolutely. And that handpicked music is what we're celebrating for this summer drive. So it's just absolutely perfect to have you two here. And you're both musicians.
Played at the block party. And
Yeah, Cage lets me play with him. He lets me drum for him.
Well, and it sounds like, you know, maybe you come from a long line of musicians.
Yeah, on both sides of my family, there's been music involved. My dad's grandpa, my great grandpa on that side, he was a singer, kind of a violin player, like in the Django kind of style, more that kind of music, Eastern Europe style. I tried to play a song of his on the air one time, and it was an old, old scratchy recording. And the person who was training me and told me behind the scenes, I'm not sure if people want to hear an old scratchy recording from 1930 that pertains only to you. So I tried, Grandpa.
I would have wanted to hear it. That's fantastic. And you have a recording, which is pretty precious, I think, from that time period.
Yeah, you're the one who found out how to get that.
Well, my dad made a copy of it somehow, and I'll have to look again. There's an MP3 file floating out there of it, and my other son is a pianist and plays accordion, and he kind of took that song over now, so he does a version of it as well. Not as scratchy, though.
Well, that's really neat, and I know, Cage, we've been playing your newest songs, especially on fairly heavy rotation.
Thank
there.
You so much. I'll be at home and I'll come up the stairs and I hear it. And I was like, oh, did I? Who's? Oh, okay. Awesome. Thank you.
It's a volunteer favorite right now, especially with the Johnson family. So that's awesome. It's so great to have you here, to have you guys at our events and to have you on the air picking music for us.
Yeah, and we got some more music here, and I think I'll let my dad talk about these next two songs before we get to another break.
Yeah, so I picked these songs here. Again, artists that were popular when I was working, and I think it was 99 or 2000. I'm not sure exact release date, but some pretty solid albums were released. And so I've got one from John Hiatt, Crossing Muddy Waters. That was a really popular one in the station, the song Gone. And another really popular artist we had come around with Slade Cleaves, who played a couple concerts for us. I think he played our 25th birthday party at on the river. So we've got Gone by John Hiatt and Slade Cleaves, Texas Love Song.
Ready? Finger, we have the finger. One, like a two, shaka like a one.
Give up all my time searching for the perfect rhyme, and this is one that certainly perplexes. For you, I would spend all my days thinking up all the crazy ways. I love you even more than I love Texas. You got Bel Air class, Dallas style, Austin soul, and a looking back smile. For you I'd trade my truck in for a Lexus. You smell as sweet as the piney woods. I'd marry you if I thought I could. I love you even more than I love Texas. Hear the barb on my wire, the spark in my campfire. There's no brighter star in all the multiplexes. I love this state, you know I do. But the best thing in this state is you. I love you even more than I love Texas. compare. The sun shines in your golden hair. Your smile hits me right in the solar plexus. Skin is soft as early morning rain. Temper like a Gulf Coast hurricane. I love you even more than I love Texas. From the mucky duck to the broken spoke, you know this state like an old cowpoke. You know where all the tastiest Tex-Mex is. You got Mattson on the radio playing Robert Earl and Billy Joe. I love you even more than I love Texas. You're the barb on my wire, the spark in my campfire. Let's head out west where nobody can text us. I promise you I'll never cheat. You can throw me out in the old mesquite. I love you even more than I love Texas. And if you make me leave this state, I'll groan but I won't hesitate. 'Cause I love you even more than I love Texas. Oh, to love.
It's my favorite sound in the world. Well, that gong signifies that we just had someone go to our website, kaxe.org, and click on that donate button. And we heard from a longtime volunteer and beloved KAXE personality, the intrepid Dennis Elge. And he had a very nice comment here. Federal funding of public media was revoked in 2025, and those funds are not coming back, even in light of recent rulings. Hope we live long enough to see the funding come back. The public should take precedent over personal fortunes.
Thank you, Dennis.
And the public is what we're all about here at KAXE, KBXE. We have volunteers come in. They do more than 70 hours of programming for us every week with handpicked music. And that's why we're out in the community. We're doing events and we're talking to you and we're providing all that local journalism for you. So thank you so much, Dennis. And now it's time for you to step up and not just listen, but participate by donating today. You can give us a call at 218-326-1234. We have lots of friendly people ready to take your call and get you all set up. So we need to hear from you today.
All right. And we also have to hear about some of these people we need to thank. Do you rely on KAXE? Are you at least 70 and a half years old? Supporting KAXE's future is easy. Ask your financial advisor to set up a charitable IRA distributions to KAXE. Questions? Call Sarah at 218-326-1234. And support comes from the McCrosty Arts Center, located in downtown Grand Rapids, inspiring a creative community through exhibitions, events, classes, and an art shop featuring local artists. More information at McCrostyArtsCenter.org. And if you couldn't tell, my dad is a drummer. He has his own band called the Scott Cotton Band. He plays drums when I play, and he played a mean gong right there.
Left-handed.
It was so good. Swing. You can tell that there's the professional touch there.
Well, thank you. I do my best.
So yeah, some more music coming up here. And sounds like my dad has another set of music here, and he found a cool thread through all of these songs that are about to be played.
So, right, 50 years of handpicked music here. No algorithms. Handpicked here. And again, going on the theme of things that were popular back at the station in the day, I've got a song by Robert Plant and Alison Krauss, Can't Let Go, which is a cover of a Lucinda Williams song. Then we'll follow that up with Lucinda Williams covering a Tom Petty song, You Don't Know How It Feels. And story with you, Cage, on that one. When the Tom Petty version came out, I don't know, what were you, maybe 2 years old, something like that? You come walking into the room with my harmonica. You look at Mom and I and say, you don't know how it peels, and then just blow into the harmonica. So that was awesome. And then we're going to follow that one up with another favorite, John Prine, Daddy's Little Pumpkin. And the connection there is that album was recorded at Tom Petty's studio with some of the members, I think, of the Heartbreakers as John's backing band. Not the song that I have, but if you listen to the song Picture Show on that album, you can actually hear Tom Petty singing background vocals. So we'll take it away with Can't Let Go, Robert Plant, Alison Krauss.
Let's roll another joint and let's head Daddy's little pumpkin, I can tell by the way you roll. You must be daddy's little pumpkin, I can tell by the way you roll. Well, it's 11:15 and you're sleeping on the bedroom floor. I can see the fire burning, burning right behind your eyes. I can see the fire burning, baby, burning right behind your eyes. You must have swallowed a candle or some other kind of surprise. I'm going down to Memphis, got $300 in cash. Yeah, I'm going down to Memphis, got $300 in cash. All the women in Memphis gonna see how long my money could last. Downtown, gonna rattle somebody's cage. Yeah, I'm going downtown, I'm gonna rattle somebody's cage. I'm gonna beat on my guitar and strut all around the stage. If you see my baby coming, don't you tell her that her daddy's in jail. If you see my baby coming, don't tell her that her daddy's in jail. She'd sell her little pumpkin just to raise her sweet daddy's bail. You must be daddy's little pumpkin, I can tell by the way you roll. You must be daddy's little pumpkin, I can tell by the way you roll. Well, you never do nothing to save your doggone soul.
That was John Prine, Daddy's Little Pumpkin. Lucinda Williams, You Don't Know How It Feels, and Robert Plant and Alison Krauss with Can't Let Go, and you heard the connection there earlier, and we're just discovering more and more connections, and we got someone who's got a brag in the studio now.
Well, I don't know if it's a brag, but when I was working at KXE, John Prine was doing a concert. I don't even remember where it was, maybe Duluth at the Deck, and we were doing something back at the station, and I was like the only person that couldn't go to this concert and really bummed about it. Everyone else went. And then the next day when I came to work, on my desk was a KXE bumper sticker with a black Sharpie that said, "To Brian, sorry we missed you, John Prine." And I still have that. It's up on the shelf at home, a prized possession. So to the staff members I worked with who did that, thank you. I appreciate it, and I still have that.
And Cage, you have a history of a KXE event. Autograph searching too.
Yeah, and we heard some Slade Cleaves earlier. There was one of the early Riverfests. I must have been six or seven or eight in that age range. And Slade Cleave's band, the stand-up bass player, was doing basically like acrobatic circus tricks on the stand-up bass. And I didn't care about anybody else in that band. I didn't hear a word Slade Cleave said. I was focused on the bass player. And my cousin and myself afterwards went and got just the bass player's autograph because that was the coolest thing.
Slade was looking at you like, what? Yeah. You know what, man? If there was just only any way we could hear what you sounded like back then, that would be amazing.
All right. Well, let's see here. Let's take the time machine to KXE's 25th birthday. I think I might have been 8 years old.
Happy birthday to KAXE, celebrating 25 years of great radio in northern Minnesota.
And all right, can we get a clean cut of you wishing a happy 50th birthday?
Yeah, absolutely.
Happy birthday to KAXE for your 50th birthday.
All right.
You know, they're going to be using that for a long time.
Yeah, we're going to put that one in the archive, too.
Oh, man, what have I done?
But yeah, we're celebrating our 50th birthday here at KXE all year long. And the reason we got to 50 years is because of you, the listeners, coming in through to support what we do here. And you can do that by becoming a member. Give us a call at 218-326-1234. Talking about past concert events we've put on at KXE. Cage and Brian, you guys played at the last live music event we had here at KXE. So full circle moment.
Yeah. I remember playing at the Riverfest years ago back at the amphitheater behind the station in Grand Rapids, and kind of more connections too. I played, Barrett Dybing played that year, and we went on to be in a band, and she's doing amazing solo work at this time as well. And I had Brett Bjornrud play drums with me at that Riverfest, and Brett Bjornrud just played at the Mississippi music front, or the waterfront music, with Molly Tuttle.
You know, there was a time when you and I were playing with Barrett. She was kind of singing and doing some percussion, and I think we were playing in Fargo, and we struggled a little bit, and she looked at both of us and said, you know, you guys could practice.
That's true. You know, that wouldn't be the first time I've heard that, and it won't be the last time.
But yeah, I played with you at the block party on the blue stage, and you know, when you play the blue stage, you've arrived.
Made it, yeah. You know, when Herb's doing your sound,
makes you sound real good.
Real good. So kind of speaking of connections here, this next set of music is, I do a lot of my music on Apple Music for doing volunteer work here, and I was going through all of my, I keep every single KXE playlist, and I was looking through and kind of trying to pick the favorite songs that I've played in the last 5 years here. Whenever DJ Dang texts me and says, Cage, there's no choice, you have to DJ tomorrow, I make those playlists, and we're going to get into that here. This first one is, I've Got Trouble in Mind, and it's by the Limonianas.
Thank you.
felt from the dress I took from you. So pretty.
That was Naomi, Neutromilk Hotel. We heard Habibi, the song I Got the Moves, and started off with I've Got Trouble in Mind by the Limonianas. We received support from Bridget's Pub, located in downtown Bemidji, serving Irish and American food, offering Monday night trivia at 6:30, and open mic night on Thursday starting at 6:30. More on Facebook.
And you're listening to KXC. We are in our summer pledge drive, and our focus is on music. This station is known for playing all sorts of different kinds of music. We got folk, jazz, rock, blues, music from around the world. And we've been doing some sayings, like we've been playing from Leon Russell to Allison Russell, from Goose to Geese. Well, we got one for you, Cage.
What's that?
From Cage to Cage the Elephant. So I'm wondering your thoughts live on the air. Do you have a Cage the Elephant?
You know, that's a it's a secret project. Things are in the works. There's been phone calls being made. But I'm starting an elephant petting zoo. So, yeah.
So I'm curious for both of you, kind of. Do you remember, like, the first band you really got into?
My uncle gave me a Tom Petty cassette tape for Christmas. Or not Tom Petty, Billy Idol cassette tape for Christmas.
You used to sit, just headphones on, White Wedding! White Wedding!
So that explains a lot about the current state that I'm in.
What about you, Brian?
That I was into. I had a 45 of the Eagles. What was it? It might have been New Kid in Town. And I remember playing that over and over and over. But as far as like really getting into a band, I'd say probably in high school, I was just really digging like the reggae style, kind of combined with punk of the early Police stuff. That was I really like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How about you, Andrew?
For me, probably Styx. I got the Greatest Hits CD and for Christmas, and I had a CD player in my room, but the CD player wouldn't allow you to go forward. If you press forward, it would just like and be stuck like that. And I told my dad, because I really wanted to listen to Mr. Roboto, which was track number 11, so it's a long way from the beginning. And I told my dad, and he looked at it for a bit and he said, why are you skipping the CD anyway? You should be listening all the way through. So that was my first big one. But yeah, we play all sorts of music. And Cage, for you, you were talking about setting up your playlist. You went through some old playlists this time, but when you're starting from scratch, how do you go? Do you like have songs that you're like, oh, this has been in my head this week, I'm going to add these first and then kind of build off of that?
Yeah, I will be really into a band or a musician. And one of the kind of good things about modern streaming services is it makes it really easy to access their web of kind of interconnectedness with other projects, other people they're going on tour with, allowing you to find those connections. And so a lot of the stuff is favorite songs, but then also playing those new discoveries that are connected to that. Also friends, people in my life who are showing me music. I have a lot of friends that send me things, and hearing things on the station, especially playing songs like that. But really just kind of like, I feel like I'm in a mine and I'm just kind of picking away through songs. And there's an infinite, many, many lifetimes amount of music out there. And it's fun to discover all that.
Well, to build on that, that's grew up sort of a classic rock family. Dad was a drummer in a rock band around Northern Indiana, Chicago area. And so Stones and that kind of stuff was just a staple. And then getting associated with KAXE, it was just like my mind is expanding with what else is out there. It was just incredible, the volume of really, really good music that I hadn't discovered yet.
Mm-hmm. Growing up, for me, the KAXE, all the stuff was my parents' music, and I didn't appreciate it. And I wanted to listen to, you know, whatever it was.
Billy Idol?
Yeah, Billy Idol, thank you. But then later in life, you come back to it, and it's like, oh, this is really good music. And I think that shaped and gave me the ability to appreciate all sorts of different music.
Yeah, for people that may not know, that every time a volunteer comes on, it's not us telling them what to play for the 3-hour set list. They create their own set list, and each volunteer takes time to build these set lists, finding music that they love.
It's not an algorithm. It's real hand-picked.
That's right.
Yeah, speaking of algorithm, we do have a T-shirt that we've got that looks like the old DARE logo, but it says KAXE, Just Say No to Algorithms on it. And you can get that by becoming a member by visiting our website, kaxe.org, and clicking that lovely yellow donate button.
All right, we got some more music here, and I'll let you
take this one away. Handpicked. We've got one released in 1999. It won a Best Contemporary Folk Album for that year. Off the album Mule Variations, it's Tom Waits, Big in Japan, featuring Les Claypool on the bass. And then we'll follow that one up with Billy Bragg and Wilco, California Stars. And that one was interesting to me because that was unpublished Woody Guthrie lyrics that they allowed to use for that song. And it's interesting to me because, Cage, you were at Winnipeg Folk Festival and got to study under Woody Guthrie's granddaughter, Sarah, in sort of like this youth mentorship program.
Yeah, it was the Galaxy Young Artist program at the Winnipeg Folk Festival. So I like to brag about that sometimes.
Billy Bragg about it. So yeah, Big in Japan, Tom Waits with, and then California Stars.
I I don't know.
This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Celebrating 50 years of people-powered radio in northern Minnesota, join us at KAXE.com.